981 2NM, the heart of the Hunter. Good morning and welcome to a special Easter edition of The Real Estate Show, brought to you by John Flatt Estate Agents. Sandy Warburton's joining me. How are you going today, Sandy?
I'm well, Max. Well, what we're going to talk about this morning is, we talked last week about what if somebody's given notice and they don't move out of your property on time.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
right.
What do we do?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
What's the next step? But what we hadn't done the week before that, because that was as a result of a listener's question.
That's right.
So this week we're going to go through reasons for notice. So what reasons, what might you terminate a tenancy, or are you allowed to terminate a tenancy either side, and what the notice periods are with regard those, and how those notices need to be delivered.
Sandy Warburton joins me from John Flatt. In the last couple of weeks, we've been looking at various notice periods and requirements and such like, Sandy.
We were, Max, and we're doing everything backwards, because last week what we spoke about was what if somebody's been given notice of termination or a requirement to move from the premises for whatever reason under the Act, and then they choose not to or don't for whatever reason move out at the required termination date, What the next steps are. And we talked about consumer, trader and tenancy tribunal applications and that process through the tribunal.
Yep.
And then in the event that after a tribunal order that the tenant still didn't move on, how you can get warrants for possession and have them executed by the sheriff's department and all that sort of stuff. But if we go back a step before we go back to issuing the termination, so we're working backwards. So if you have been terminated, under additional terms of your residential tenancy agreement, clause 51 says that the tenant agrees upon termination of the agreement to promptly and peacefully deliver up vacant possession of the premises, which will include the handing over of all keys, and to notify the landlord or the landlord agents of your forwarding address, the tenant's forwarding address.
Uh-huh.
The following clause 52 states, notwithstanding any termination of the agreement, that the tenant acknowledges that they may be liable to pay as compensation to the landlord an amount equivalent to the rent until such time all keys are returned to the landlord or the landlord's agent. Oh. So if we just clarify that, if you've been given notice of termination and you move out a day late,
They're entitled to
an extra day's rent. Or If you return some of the keys, but not all of the keys. Oh, yeah, my wife's still got a set of keys. I'll get them to you tomorrow or the next day. You could be held responsible for payment of rent till for every day on a daily rate until such time as all the keys are back. Or if you do not yield the premises in the same state of repair and condition that they were at commencement of the tenancy, having allowed for fair wear and tear, then also for every day that it takes the landlord to recover the premises back to that original state, you could be not only responsible for the compensation for any of those costs directly, so cleaning, repairs, carpets, or whatever the case might be, but also the rental for each day that the property wasn't available. Because what's happening is by you not returning the premises on the date of termination, now this could be the date that you as the tenant terminate.
Yeah,
so you might say, I'm moving on, I'm moving to Wagga Wagga, and I'm moving out in 3 weeks' time, and this is the date I'm moving. And then you come back, you drop a set of keys in. Oh, well, my wife's got a set of keys, but she's already gone over to Wagga, so we'll get them back to you. And then they go into a final condition report, the agent or the landlord, and find that the place needs some cleaning in the kitchen and bathroom, and they can't get a cleaner, be there straight away, so they're not there till the next day. So in theory, you could be up for the costs of the cleaning, plus there's extra 2 days rent while the property wasn't available to lease to someone else.
Oh.
So you've got to be really careful of that.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, having said that, any action by the landlord or the tenant to terminate the agreement shall not affect any claim for compensation in respect of a breach of the agreement. So that if you then breach the agreement further to that termination. So it doesn't mean that you can stop paying rent because you've been terminated. It doesn't mean you can then trash the place or not clean it or whatever else. You still have those same obligations even though you've been issued with the notice of termination or you've issued it yourself. And the acceptance of or demand for rent or other money by the landlord after the service and notice of termination for breach does not operate as a waiver of the new notice, nor does it evidence the creation of a new tenancy.